Cancer sun signs and Cancer rising signs, this is Bess Matasso with your Numinous Tarot Forecast for June 2019. And my little mermaids, my sweet and strong and fantastical little mermaids, May was a bit of a time. It was a time of really coming into communion through that Two of Cups energy with disowned places in yourself, really sending softness, flooding those places with your characteristic sense of care and tenderness and attention, attending to those parts of yourself that maybe have been put into underbed storage, so to speak. And the card that's coming through for you in June is a real scorcher. It is literally the card in the major arcana, the sun. And I just want you to take a moment to wherever you are, if you're in darkness right now when you're listening to this, if you're in the flood of daylight, if it's an overcast day, to actually consider the light that's available in whatever space you're in. It may be a nightlight, it may be the sensation of actual sunlight coming into the window. You may be sitting in complete darkness, I'm not sure. But to consider your relationship to light and to sources of light in your life in this moment. And the sun card, you know, it's not a uniform emotional experience. You know, sometimes it gets described as this kind of joyous burst of yes and kind of success and triumph. And it can be all of those things. And it's also an invitation to step into our own distinction and distinctiveness. And this can sometimes feel a little bit of a confronting sensation for you, Cancer, because your sign is, it's both a cardinal sign, which is about initiating, is about identity, but it's also one that's a water sign, obviously, which is connected to fusion, to the intersection, to the boundarylessness between ourselves and others. And so the month of June is really coming for you to almost invite you to kind of love up on the edge of distinction and separateness, and to know that separateness doesn't need to mean exile. To assert the self, to assert the specificity of the self, your own kind of distinctive flavor, your opinions. There may be risks of rupture from time to time in terms of, you know, creating some initial distance between yourself and others around you. But to know and to feel into that edge between your feelings about separation and your feelings about exile, and to know that asserting yourself this month and asserting your own particular style, flair, strut, signature doesn't have to be equated with losing all of your connections and your interconnectivity to the landscape around you, to the people around you. That the sun offers us this real settling into the self, the real knowingness of the contours of the self. It's a very mature energy. It's a very settled into our own expression energy that isn't apologetic, that isn't, it's neither defensive nor offensive. So a real invitation for you in the month of June to play with this notion of separateness and to know that separateness can be a really delicious sensation of being settled and being secure in the contours of the self. So wishing you a really powerful month of June, Cancers, and I will speak with you in July.